This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When Jesus was on the earth, he was homeless, yet he told his disciples he was going to prepare a home for them. Stay tuned for True Help for the Homeless. First, a brief prayer. Father God, I ask you to bless these words I am about to speak for the benefit of those listening. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to the Philippines, specifically the Greater Manila area, and more recently to Europe over the shortwave facility of Reflections Europe, located in Donegal, Republic of Ireland. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. There you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, gospel2africa.com/contact. And on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Many people in this world are homeless for a variety of reasons, unable to find a job after losing a stable position and lacking friends or relatives. They lose their home through eviction or foreclosure. Some people never had a home to begin with. Jesus was born in a manger, that's a cattle feeding trough. He lived as a refugee, as a preschooler, and lived in a small town until his early 30s. Prior to his public ministry, Jesus was known as a carpenter, likely living with his family in Nazareth. But some suggest Jesus was even homeless at points, offering valuable insight into one who became like us in ways that even those without shelter can appreciate. One passage that stands at the heart of this debate is Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. This is also recorded in Luke 9, 57-58. Matthew puts it like this, "Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, 'Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus replied, 'Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.'" These verses make it clear that Jesus had no home at the time. He served as a traveling rabbi, camping along the way or staying in the homes of others as a guest. At least during this time in his ministry, Jesus fit the modern description of a homeless person. However, Jesus certainly did not sleep outside for all 3 years of his public ministry. Many of his followers supplied for his needs, meaning Jesus would have often stayed at the houses of others as a guest. The Gospels record Jesus eating and teaching in the homes of others on a variety of occasions, so it would not be surprising to find him staying as a guest in some of these homes as well. What is interesting in a close look of the life of Jesus is how much of his life consisted in living among the lower-income people of his time. He was born in obscurity, raised as ordinary, and ministered without concern for income. On one occasion, Jesus paid his taxes via a fish Peter caught that had a coin in its mouth. That's in Matthew 17, 24-27. On another occasion, Jesus borrowed a coin to teach about paying taxes, Matthew 22, 15-22. Why did he do this? Well, he likely did not have any money with him at the time. Other factors can be mentioned about the humble means by which Jesus lived. When the guards took the clothes off his back on the day he died, no other clothing was mentioned. It may have been all the clothing he had. Jesus also appeared to own no livestock. one of the main signs of wealth in his time. Even at the end of his life, Jesus spent his last night on earth homeless, praying in a garden. He was then arrested, beaten, and killed on our behalf. Jesus was certainly homeless at times, yet his focus was on a home beyond this world, one where he has gone to prepare a place for all who believe in him. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, the Apostle Paul wrote, "It is written that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has known. God has prepared these things for those who love him." What has God prepared? Jesus tells us that those who place their faith in Jesus Christ as the only sacrifice for their sin will have a room prepared in heaven for them. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "Do not be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I would not tell you this if it were not true. I am going there to prepare a place for you. After I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Then I will take you with me, so that you can be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father too. But now you know the Father. You have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need." Jesus answered, "Philip, I have been with you for a long time, so you should know me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father too. So why do you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The things I have told you do not come from me. The Father lives in me, and he is doing his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or believe because of the miracles I have done. I will not leave you all alone like orphans. I will come back to you. In a very short time, the people in the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. You will live because I live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father. You will know that you are in me and I am in you. Those who really love me are the ones who not only know my commands, but also obey them. My Father will love such people and I will love them. I will make myself known to them. I leave you peace. It is my own peace I give you. I give you peace in a different way than the world does. So do not be troubled. Do not be afraid." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16 talks about people who are waiting for their promised home in heaven. Here is that Bible verse. "They were waiting for a better country, a heavenly country. So God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them." Then in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 21, relates the details of the future home of all true believers in Christ. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were completely gone. There was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. It was coming down out of heaven from God. It was prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne. It said, 'Look, God now makes his home with the people. He will live with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, and there will be no more sadness. There will be no more crying or pain. Things are no longer the way they used to be.' He who was sitting on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down. You can trust these words. They are true.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give water to anyone who is thirsty. The water will come from the spring of the water of life. It does not cost anything. Those who have victory will receive all this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children." So whether you have been homeless or if you are now homeless, placing your faith in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ as payment for your sin will guarantee you a wonderful, pain-free home in heaven. All your questions about the troubles of life here on earth will at last be answered and resolved. No more wondering where the next meal comes from. No worries about a home or shelter. Complete fellowship with Jesus and all the other believers in Jesus of all the ages to enjoy. The alternative to faith in Jesus is far worse than being homeless here on earth. The alternative is eternal suffering, pain, and torment in hell with the devil and his angels, a horrible fate that no one needs to face. Total loneliness and unending regret that you did not place your faith in Jesus while alive on earth. Hell is completely avoidable through faith in Jesus as your only Savior. In Matthew 10:28, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid of people. They can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. The only one you should fear is God, the one who can send the body and the soul to be destroyed in hell." I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We also have internet links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in just a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Matthew 25:46. "These will go to the place where they will be punished in pain forever, but those right with God will have life that lasts forever."